After cocktail hour, we typically do a grand entrance into the main reception. All the guests will have taken their seats. We'll have the bridal party lined up outside, and then we'll introduce them and the two of you. I recommend doing one song for the bridal party and one for the two of you, not one song for each member of the bridal party. You can do the same for them and yourselves. I do find it better to do a separate one for you because it's easier to bring you in at the perfect moment in the song and not make it sound forced. I could loop any song for the bridal party, but it just flows a little bit better in my experience if we do one song for the bridal party and then one for the two of you. As far as your first dance goes, don't pick out a song because it's short. Pick out a song because you like it. Have a signature finish, like a dip and a kiss, something unique you'll only do once in that song. You can see how you feel when you get out there, because I promise you, you can practice at home 100 times in regular clothes in front of nobody and you think you've got it weighed off, but then all of a sudden you're in full wedding outfits in front of all your close friends and family, and everything can be different. It can go one way or the other. Typically it goes a positive way, but you never know. So with that signature finish, you can go out there knowing that I'm watching, and if you ever do that move, that's my cue you wanted to end the first dance. You're in control completely. It takes a lot of pressure off of you. If you tell me in advance you want to stop it at a certain point, well, what happens if you tell me to stop at 2 minutes? What happens if after 1 minute you're just dying and you want it over with, or at 2 minutes you're enjoying it more than you thought you would and you want to continue, but you've already locked into that 2 minutes? So just go with the flow. You could do the 2 minutes, you could do the one, you could do the three, you could do the whole song. That way it takes a lot of pressure off you because you're in control. Now, once you finish your first dance, I have this thing I love to do where I get all the guests up on the dance floor for one dance song. As with everything else that you're planning for your wedding, I recommend you don't tell the guests or even the bridal party or anybody anything about the things that we're planning on the day. It's always much better when it's spontaneous than when it's planned in advance. So the way this works is, you finish your first dance, I start playing the song, and I do love to play Shout. It's not the best song in the world, but it's the best song for this. Imagine all of your guests throwing their hands up in the air at the same time, how great that picture looks. But I tell the bridal party that once you finish your first dance, I'm gonna play Shout, say that's the song you agreed to, and then their job is to go get everybody up on the dance floor and the two of you wave people up, and I don't say anything. That's why it works so well. Because this DJ they don't know is not telling them what to do. You are, and they're going to listen to you because it's your day. Now, typically, we get 95 to 100% of the guests up on the dance floor. I've done this pretty much every wedding for the last 4 years, and it's one of my favorite parts of every event. In the middle of the song, I'll have everybody look up at the photographer or videographer, and we'll get a group picture, a group video shot. It looks great. On my website, under promo videos, yes, I have a lot of stuff under promo videos, there's a video showing you what this looks like. A note at the end when I say something along the lines of, well done everybody, you can retake your seats, how many people actually clap and cheer, and I hear constant comments as people are walking away, how much fun that was, and it's just something different. And don't underestimate the fact that most of the time these pictures will be in the daylight.